A small room in a two-story building seems a little bit tiny for a radio studio, but to Jie Yu, that's all she needs. Today, she planned to interview a Chinese student from Michigan State and discover the stories behind him. As a former teacher in Canada, Jie Yu was invited by the local radio station to do some educational programs. She liked to talk with parents and share her experience through radio, and it became one of her hobbies. But there's a deeper reason of why she started her own radio station.
During 2014 and 2015, I lost two close friends. They were all in their primes and had nice jobs and wealthy lives, but they were struggling with autism and then depression.
Jie Yu migrated to the United States in the summer of 2015, and she discovered that her friends were not the only cases.
In the migrant group, mental health is a serious problem, but no one would admit, especially Chinese. During the session, I met many cases that those people were at the edge of their lives, and they might fall anytime.
There was a huge spiritual desert inside of Chinese immigrants, no matter what social classes they belong to. After consulting and discussing with the doctor, she was suggested that listening to radio in their native language was a good start to connect and help them to release their emotions. In China, there are several web radio sites and all kinds of categories to meet the demand. But at that time, there wasn't any radio that related to Chinese immigrants in Michigan. 4 months after she moved to Michigan, Jie Yu started her first story. She interviewed Jerry Xu, leader of the Detroit Chinese Business Association, because she saw his unique understandings of relationship between Chinese and American community.
He said, "Where did you come from? We didn't even have an official audio station." And I said, "We were Detroit Life's radio because it was the first name that came to my mind. I actually made it up, and he believed it. So he said, tomorrow you can come to my office." And then I went.
Right after the interview, he seemed doubtful and questioned her how many people in Michigan would listen to this. She wasn't sure. But today, almost 3 years later, Xu is volunteering for D Chinese Radio, which is its official name. Interview, recording, shooting and editing, she taught herself. And finally, in 2017, she decided to rent a place to make her own studio.
I rent this place in 2017. But didn't set it up immediately and let it for 3 months. Some people laughed at us that it was merely a homemade radio station. But at that time, my mother was sentenced terminal phase of cancer, so I had to go back and forth between US and Canada to take care of her. Those 3 months, I spent $2,000 for nothing.
It had a rocky start, but finally thrived because of the audience.
Radio station should be rooted in Chinese community first. Who would you represent if nobody believes you?
She realized that her radio could encourage Chinese immigrants who became US citizens to be politically involved.
Last year, we interviewed the highest Chinese representatives in both Democrats and Republicans during the presidential election, and it was surprisingly interesting to our audience.
She's currently doing more programs to let people aware of upcoming Michigan governor election. Compared to the uncertainty 3 years ago, Jie Yu has much confidence now to talk about the future of D Chinese Radio.
I don't worry about our future plan at all. Many media from other states or in China have reached to us.
Lin Fang Luhan from East Lansing.